I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Australian lawmakers promised to overhaul gun legislation following Sunday's terror attack at Bondi Beach in Sydney. One advocacy group says Australia has seen more than 3,700 anti-Semitic attacks since the Gaza War started 2 years ago. Other countries have also seen a rise in anti-Jewish violence, but not as sharp as Australia's. While attackers target Jews for slaughter, gospel workers are targeting them for salvation. Mike with Global Catalytic Ministry says,
"We have Messianic Jews who are disciple makers who are reaching out to their own people because they're trying to bring the Messiah to their people. We're also seeing Muslims reaching Jewish people inside of Israel."
Pray that believers will keep their eyes on Jesus during this politically divisive season. And in Egypt, Muslim and Christian-born Egyptians are often identifiable by their first names. Some converts to Christianity will change their name, but most do not. Eric Wimet with Uncharted Ministries says it's encouraging to hear Muslim background believers say,
"My name is Jihad, which means holy struggle or holy war in Arabic. Or my name is Osama, and I love Jesus. Or my name is Islam, but I'm not Islamic."
The country's schools are Muslim, which makes schooling decisions difficult for Christian families. And this can lead to higher illiteracy rates in Christian communities. So pray for the gospel work and changed hearts in Egypt. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.